Now, this is why Samyak Sankalpa comes as the second stage or second aspect of the Noble Eightfold Path immediately after perfect vision. We've provisionally rendered Samyak Sankalpa as right resolve, just as we provisionally rendered Samyak Drishti as right understanding, but of course it's quite inadequate. There are a number of other renderings used by various translators. They sometimes render Sankalpa as thought, sometimes as intention, sometimes as purpose, sometimes as plan, sometimes as aspiration. But none of these are really very satisfactory. Sankalpa, a word which exists in all the modern Indian languages in the same form, is really will. And Samyak Sankalpa represents, we may say, the whole volitional and emotional side of our being. This is clear, incidentally, from the traditional discussions of this particular stage or aspect of the path. It's clear that they all refer to the emotional and volitional aspect of our nature. Samyak, as we saw last week, doesn't mean just right, but whole, or perfect, or if you like, integral or complete. So Samyak Sankalpa is not just right resolve, it's more like perfect will or integral emotion. And it represents, we may say, the bringing of the whole emotional life, the bringing of the whole emotional and volitional side of our being into harmony with perfect vision, into harmony with our vision of the true nature of existence. Last week we saw that the Noble Eightfold Path consists of two sections, which I've already referred to this evening. First of all, the path of vision, and then the path of transformation. The path of vision corresponds to the first stage of the Eightfold Path, that is to say, perfect vision, and the path of transformation corresponds, as I've already explained, to all the other seven stages. Now, perfect emotion, Samyak Sankalpa, is the first stage of the path of transformation. And as I've said, it represents the transformation of our emotional nature in accordance with perfect vision. And we may say that, in a sense, this perfect emotion mediates between perfect vision, the first step of the Eightfold Path, and the last six stages of the Eightfold Path. In other words, we may say that we cannot practice the path, cannot follow the path, cannot really practice right speech or right action and so on, until we have first of all transformed our whole emotional nature, and in that way derived energy for the remaining stages of the path. And this is why the problem of reason and emotion is central in the whole spiritual life. In other words, to put it very simply, to reduce it to elementary terms, there's really no spiritual life until the heart also is involved. It doesn't matter how active the brain is, it doesn't matter how much we've understood, until the heart is involved, until we begin to feel what we've understood, until our emotions are engaged, there's no spiritual life, properly speaking.